ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be examining a question which is very significant and very pertinent for all of us today, especially a lot of us who are involved, actively involved in, you know, Islamic communities, in centers and in mosques, and in these kind of places. And that question is about the reciprocal duties and rights between the imam and the community that that imam leads. And a lot of people ask this question because there's kind of a ambiguity regarding this subject. People kind of are misinformed about this subject. And because of that, you know, a lot of the efforts which are made, in the advancement of the Islamic, message and the Islamic cause, you know, they turn out to be unfruitful. One of the reasons could be this. In respect to this question, we can take reference and inspiration from the hadith. Especially the hadith of Imam Ali. He has a lot of hadith regarding this subject. In one beautiful hadith, the Imam, enumerating these rights and these duties, he says, "It is the duty of an Imam to rule in accordance with what Allah has revealed, and that he delivers what he has been entrusted with. If he does that, then it is the duty of the people to listen to him and to obey him and to hearken to his call when they are called." So in this hadith, the Imam says that, you know, if a person has sufficient knowledge of Islam and, you know, he rules according to these laws of Islam, and he's trustful and trustworthy, and he delivers these trusts that he has been entrusted with and the duties that he has been entrusted with, then it is the obligation and duty of the people to listen to him. And a lot of the problems that we have in these communities, a lot of it stems from this fact. So, you know, a lot of, you know, people in, you know, in places, they, you know, they bring a person in, you know, with the idea that this person is going to be the, you know, the imam of this community or whatever. They end up, you know, doing whatever they want. You know, they come up to their own decisions, you know, instead of seeking his advice and looking into inspiration from him with respect to Islamic matters and the propagation of Islam, they run off and, you know, kind of do their own thing. And, we can illustrate the, you know, erroneousness of this matter with a simple example. Let's say that, you know, you go to a doctor, right? And, you know, you do some research and you look for a good doctor who has good expertise in a certain subject. And, you know, you go and you seek his advice out for a certain medical problem. But after the doctor gives the advice, you know, and you spend all this money, you know, going to the doctor and stuff, you decide after that to, you know, to do whatever you want and to come to a decision, a personal decision on your own, even though you don't have, you know, the right qualifications to do so. This would be, if you told any human being that you did such a thing, the person would be astonished, and, you know, he would probably laugh at you. And so the same thing goes, you know, in this case, right? If we have, you know, called a certain person with certain, qualifications, right? With the understanding that this person would be performing a certain function, and we have, you know, spent all these funds and all these, you know, resources and bringing the person there, right? But we end up, you know, following our own, assumptions or our own, come to our own decisions regarding these matters, right? This is something which is humorous and actually astonishing. And, you know, it's contrary to kind of the advice that the Imam alayhi salam gives us here in this hadith. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the reciprocal duties and rights between the Imam and the community in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and in the light of the hadith and the Quranic verses. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussain Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.